Praise the Lord. We thank God for the Word and the truth and the power and the Spirit of God. We look to Him today and ask Him to pour out His anointing on His Word as it is preached today. Lord, we go to You in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, we ask You, Lord, that You would just pour out Your anointing here today, that You would break every yoke. Let Thou Spirit prevail in this hour. God, send Thy Word forth into the four corners of this universe, and let the Word perform that which Thou hast said, that it shall not come back void, but accomplish that wherein that it has been sent forth to do. Anoint me as a messenger, anoint the words I say, and God, let men and women be touched, blessed, and lifted up in spirit, is our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Those of you that have your Bibles today, if you'll turn with me, we're going to look in 2 Timothy, and we're going to look in the first chapter and in verse 12. A friend of mine that was a minister of the gospel, Brother Clarence Marshall, this went on to be with his reward, at the post office talking to him after he had just found out that he had cancer and they didn't give him much hope of any recovery. And he said these words to me, and I guess it one of my favorite scriptures anyway, and the fact the way he said it and the spirit that come on him that day and the spirit that was there in the midst of this conversation. And these words simply say, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have commended to him against that day." This is a promise of the Word. This is something that we can stand on. Now, my friend, Brother Marshall, Pastor Marshall, he had a conviction in his heart, and he knew. You could tell the fact when he said these words, he knew that he had committed all to God and that God was going to keep his word, and he didn't have nothing to worry about. And truly today, I don't know what you're facing. You may be facing cancer. You may be facing death. You may be facing surgery. You may be facing turmoil, chaos, or whatever. But I want to tell you something today. The Bible tells me to live as Christ, to die as gain. To be absent in body is to be present with the Lord. So today we have this hope, we have this assurance, and this promise that we can put our trust in the Lord, we can commit our ways unto the Lord, and know that God is going to surely keep us. Now over in Romans in the 14th chapter, in verse 5, this gives us an understanding of what we have got to do. The Bible says here in the close of that verse 5 of Romans 14 chapter, "Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind." We cannot be double-minded. The Bible says if a man is double-minded, that man is not going to receive anything from the Lord. He's not going to be able to receive the blessings of the Lord. We must be on the fact to the point that we take God at His word. God has dealt to every man a measure of faith, and it's up to you and I what we do with this faith. We can simply, let the devil cheat us out of it. We can let the devil come along and convince us that God's not going to do it for us. I hear a lot of people say, "Well, God does it for everybody but me," but I want you to know that God is no respecter of persons, and what God does for one, He'll do for all. He's able to save to the uttermost. He's able to heal. He's able to set free. He's able to deliver. Now, there are times that the Bible talks about sickness is unto death. There are times that it's not God's will to heal a person. You know, the Bible said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all." But there's that, according to the Word of God, there's that time that death comes that God, we're not to pray for that. We're to pray according to His will. And I don't like the statement, "If it be God's will." I hear a lot of people say, "Lord, heal me if it be Your will." I think we need to walk close enough to the Lord that we know His voice, His children, His sheep, his children, however you want to refer to them, they know his voice. The Bible says a stranger, they will not follow. They will not hear the voice of a stranger. The story of the parable of the sheep, how when they put the sheep in amongst maybe hundreds or thousands of sheep was put in a pen, but when the shepherd stepped to the door there where the porter, where the person that kept the gate of the sheep, when he stepped there and called for his sheep, all of his sheep would come forth out of all the multitude that was there and would follow his shepherd. And the Bible gives us an understanding that Jesus Christ, he is the good shepherd. He is the one that has laid down his life, become the propitiation for sin, the price paid for sin. It was not the tradition of the elders according to the word of God, but it was by the precious blood of the Lamb of God, that Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world, that Lamb that was given so you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, a lot of people, you know, I've heard a lot of the world say, well, you know, I'd be a Christian, but it's no fun. I'm going to tell you there's more fun being a Christian than anything on the face of this earth. When you get in the reality that you have a heaven to gain, that you've already started your eternal life, amen, it begins in you the day that Jesus performs that new birth. Now we are just housed, the Bible said, we're just housed in this house of clay, but one day this house of clay is going to bust, the doors of it is going to bust wide open, and our soul is going to take its flight, and we'll go to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever dwell with the Lord. The Bible says, comfort one another with these thoughts. God does not want us to be ignorant of the things that's coming. He does not want us to be ignorant of the understanding of God's word, but he wants us to be assured. He wants us to be assured and confident and persuaded of what that has been said by his word. And that word, amen, it is our power. It is our strength. It is the rock we're standing on. That word which was spoken became flesh and dwelt among men. Oh, glory to God. And we beheld him as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace, full of glory, full of the presence of God. Amen. And I think today where we would be without grace, if it had not been for grace, we'd be lost. If it was not for grace today, we wouldn't be saved. Amen. I'm glad we found grace when we called upon the name of the Lord. When we confessed in our heart, we said, I'm a sinner. I'm an old wretched sinner. I had to come to that place in my life that I said, I'm an old wretched sinner, and ask God to cleanse me, to wash me, and forgive me, and say, set me free of all of my sins. I'm glad that that pastor come by on that Thursday afternoon, May the 14th, 1959. Mama was in the bed sick. Dad was at work. And I said to the preacher, as the pastor come, he said, knocked on the door, and I said, well, Mom's sick, and Dad's at work. And he said, I didn't come to see you, Dad. I didn't come to see you, Mom, but I will pray for her before I leave. But he said, the Lord sent me here today to tell you how to be saved. Well, I'd been going to church, and it was like my ears was plugged. I would go to church, and it seemed like I would try to hear, and I couldn't hear. It seemed like there was a ringing in the ears. It seemed like something would happen every time about the time that I was ready to hear and understand. I'd been raised in the church, and a lot of you out there today have been raised in the church, but you're not saved. You're not born again. You've never made a commitment to God. You've never become fully persuaded in your heart, mind, and soul that this is the right way, that this is the truth. Amen. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Thank God for the truth that came that day. Amen. I acknowledge Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I remember that day, Pastor Edgar S. Martin already went on to his reward, but God had sent him there. God had sent him there to to point out to me what I needed to do to be saved. And that day, with great joy, I received the Lord. I remember it just like it was yesterday, even though it was May the 14th, 1959. I remember a load of condemnation lifted off of me. I remember, amen, fear lift off of me. And I'm going to tell you something according to the Word of God. God here today, amen, He has ministered unto our spirits. God has given us the understanding of God's Word. He has given us the power to overcome the powers of darkness and the powers of hell. He has given us victory in every avenue of our life. Amen. He has given us the opportunity to call upon His name, and all the old nature of the man of sin can be cast away from us. Right in that same section we're there in, just a minute ago we read from you out of the 12th verse of 2 Timothy. If we go right over in the same chapter, chapter 1, and go in verse 7, we find these words: "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." I remember a day when I was in sin. I was afraid of everything. I was afraid my heart was going to quit. I was afraid every pain I had. I'd heard about cancer as a young man, and every pain I had, I thought I had cancer. I remember I used to, literally was just so bound with fear. I was bound with condemnation. I was bound with a load of guilt. But that day when I prayed that prayer, "Lord Jesus, I accept You as my Savior, and I ask You to forgive me, wash me, and cleanse me of all of my sins." Amen. I remember how immediately that fear was gone. I remember how that condemnation was gone. I felt like I could fly. I felt like I could leap for joy. And I remember outside of Christiansburg, Virginia, in that old farmhouse, amen, I remembered how that God, amen, miraculously saved me. I couldn't wait till Sunday morning, because I believe that I need to make a public confession. I believe that I need to be baptized. I asked the pastor, could I be put on the list to be baptized? I remember when I got to church the next Sunday morning, Brother Martin preached from the Word of God, amen, and I remember how that I couldn't wait till he said all those would like to come up and make a stand before me, and to let them know that Jesus has changed their life. I couldn't wait. I run down that aisle. I got down there, amen, and joy and tears fill my eyes as I stood before that congregation, amen, and allowed them to know that I'd been changed. I'd been saved. I'd been born again. I'd been set free by the power of God, amen, and now I was a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, Paul said he tarried with them until Christ was formed in them. I didn't know it all then, and I don't know it all now. A Christian experience is a learning experience. I'm learning every day. I'm finding things out every day about God. Amen. I'm finding and relearning things that I thought I knew. Amen. And I find out more of His grace and more of His wisdom. And all these years later, from 1959, May the 14th, till today, and we stand here today, amen, and I have to say, I find more reasons to love Him than I ever did. I found more cause to serve Him than I ever did. I'm going to tell you something, amen. When I first started serving Him, I didn't know about all the trust and the confidence. I didn't know about all the understanding. But now that I've been through the battles, now that I've been through the fire, now that I've been through the trials, now that I've been through the storms, I want to tell you this today. I want to tell you that the Lord, amen, has kept me through the storms and the trials. I want you to know that I have that confidence. confidence that he's going to take care of me. I said, he's going to take care of me. My friend out there with cancer today, God's going to take care of you. My friend out there, you that are a diabetic, God's going to take care of you. Those are out there today that's facing death, don't be worried. Don't be afraid. You won't have to cross Chili Jordan alone. He'll be there. He'll be there to lead you through. He'll be there to lead you across. He'll be there, amen, if you'll just commit to him to this day. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'll wait and come in on the 11th hour. I believe that God does save people in their last breath, because he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But I want you to understand something today, and I want you to know something today. I want you to know that God, amen, he wants you to serve him today. He don't want you to wait till the last hour. He wants you to come to him today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. This is the hour of salvation, amen. When you hear the word, that's when you need to come to God. When you call upon his name, he will wash you and cleanse you and make you that new creature. All that load of condemnation will be gone. All that sin will be purged, amen? And you'll be set free by the power of God, and you'll have the victory in your life, and you can overcome the devil and the powers of hell, amen? But we reminded here again that I know who I am believed. Amen. Not ashamed. Paul, you know, Paul said that he was not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. He was not ashamed of the Lord. Amen. We can't be ashamed of him. The Bible said if we're ashamed of him, that he won't confess us. If we won't confess him before man, Jesus won't confess us before the Father. Amen. So we must be willing. Amen. Just like when I got saved, I wanted to go down to the front of the church. I wanted to stand up and say I'm a Christian. I wanted to give a testimony. When I live in this present world, I'm not ashamed in any crowd, any place, any time to say I'm a Christian. I've been born again by the Spirit of God. But now God's taught me wisdom. There's some places that God says just leave it unsaid, because they're just going to rend you with it. God tells me and shows me by the word, shows you if you'll read it. Amen. That there are some that are just, he said, don't cast your pearls before swine. Amen. Some people's God said just leave alone. Amen. But if I have a witness by the Spirit, if I have an unction by the Spirit, if I have an opening by the Spirit, then I can say that I'm a child of God. I'll say it and shout it from the rooftops. I say it during the week. I say it when I meet people. I say praise the Lord to people, and they look at me like I've shot them. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to praise him, for I live and breathe. Amen. Because that he give me grace, amen. He healed me. He set me free. He delivered me, amen. And at 60, in my mid-60s today, I still feel like a young man. Well, amen, amen, amen. Just the physical part, but the spiritual part. I feel young in the Spirit. I feel young in the Lord, amen. I feel the greatest years are still ahead of me in the ministry. God shared with me since a young man things that he wants me to do. He told me as a young man I'd preach the gospel to every country in the world. And today we preach in every country in the world. We take the gospel of the Lord Jesus, and he anoints his word and breaks the yoke. And in every country in the world today, amen, God has enabled me to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just here in this county, not just here in this town, but to every wayside, every community, every state, every province in America, and unto every country in the world, God has allowed me to declare the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm not ashamed of that gospel. Amen. In whom I have believed and am persuaded he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. That's the reason that we want to commit it all. That's the reason we want to give it all to him. Amen. That's the reason we want to be fully persuaded in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. Amen. We want, amen, literally to know beyond any shadow of a doubt, amen, that he is our Lord, he is our Savior, and that which we commit. Amen. If you commit little, you're not going to receive much. Just commit it all. Years and years ago, financially, God taught me to tithe. And I reached a point, amen, that I said one day, I'm just going to give it all to the Lord. And from here on out, I'm not going to try to profit or gain for myself. But from here on out, I'm just going to work for the Lord. So over 30 years have passed, amen. And I've been working for the Lord, amen. I've been in the ministry for, 44, going on 45 years. But not just that, amen. I have committed all of my labor to Him. If it's not building the kingdom of God, I'm not interested in it. Amen. There's a lot of businesses come along, a lot of things come along, a lot of opportunities. And I have to say, Lord, I just want to commit myself to You. I just want to be involved in the work of the Lord. I just want to make a commitment to You that builds the kingdom of God, that reaches a lost soul, that brings a message of truth and a power and deliverance, amen, to teach people that they have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of sound mind, that they can overcome the devil, that they are set free by the power of God and by the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost of God that God places on His people that call upon His name. Amen. We just have to call upon His name. We just have to come to Him. He said all those that come to Him, all those that came to Him, He said in no wise that He would cast them out. I'm telling you, if you'll come to the Lord today, if you'll give your heart, your soul to the Lord today, He'll save you miraculously. He will write your name in the book of life. He will set you free from all of your sins, and you'll have victory. Amen. I think about all these years since May the 14th, 1959. I think about how the Lord has put joy in my soul. He's kept me through truck wrecks. He's kept me through car wrecks. He's kept me when airplanes blew engines. Amen. He spared me and was able to keep me from destruction, as happens a lot of time when these things happen. I just think about all the things that the Lord has done. I think about all the times He's healed my children. I think about all the thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people that I've seen healed in crusades. I've seen literally things, eyeball sockets, eyes put back in the sockets of men and women. I've seen broken bones healed. I've seen two dead men raised, amen. And I know what the Lord can do. I know that He's all-powerful, and He's able to do, amen, exceedingly above all to ask and think according to the power of God that's working within us. This is the promises of the Word. Now over in Proverbs, in the 23rd chapter of Proverbs, in verse 7, amen, it says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." I want you today to change the understanding, amen, that you have. If you don't know the Lord, I want you to come to Him today and ask Him to save you, wash you, and cleanse you. And He'll do that for you if you'll call upon Him, and if you'll come to Him today, He will do that for you. Then, amen, is that load of sin and guilt and condemnation is rolled away. You'll become a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. The old man, the old nature will be gone. You won't want to go to the honky-tonk. You won't want the alcohol. He'll deliver you from the cigarettes. He'll deliver you from all kind of filthy habits, and He'll set you free from all these things. You won't want drugs. You won't want anything of that nature. You'll be set free and be seeking the power of God. You'll be calling upon the name of the Lord, and you'll be looking to the Lord and asking the Lord to do that work that's needed in your life. Amen. You won't need the doctor as much. You know, because Jesus Christ is the great physician. So today I encourage you to commit it all unto him. Start thinking positive. Start thinking victory. If you're a Christian that's been beat down and maybe been in a church where they've not been encouraged, I want you to be encouraged today by the word of the Lord. God wants you to be a victorious Christian. God wants you to have a testimony that's alive and real today. And God wants to give you miracles in your life. I hear a lot of preachers say, well, the days of miracles are gone and they're over. But I'm here to tell you the days of miracles are still here. I hear a lot of preachers say, well, the Pentecost was over and these things don't happen anymore. But I beg your pardon, amen. God is still working. He put 9 gifts in the church and he said he worked them as he will, as his spirit will. And those 9 gifts are in the church today and he's still doing all the things. They try to rule it out and say, well, you know, Pentecost was a one-time experience and done happened and it's over with and it won't happen no more. And so they try to rule it out. But what are they going to do when he tells about how he set these things in the church and how he gave these things for the church to be empowered and to have the power to be the church that he would have them to be. And he's give that power to the church today. And it's up to us what we do with it. But here the Bible says, and I'll close with this, running out of time, but the Bible says in 1 Corinthians in the 12th chapter, he said these words, amen. He goes on to say that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For he goes on to say, and he says, one is given the spirit of wisdom, another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, another faith by the same Spirit, and another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles. Notice this word, the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another discerning of the spirits. To another diverse kinds of tongues. And to another the interpretation of tongues. Verse 11 says, but all these worketh that one and the same selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and he has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. And he goes on to say, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, we have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So don't ever let nobody tell you the days of miracles over and that God's not working. Right here in Paul's writings to the Corinthians in the 12th chapter, you read those verses, amen. Starts in, is explaining that right in the first of the chapter. And tells the manifestations of these things in verse 7. I read down through verse 13. And it tells us about the gifts that's give to the church. Amen. He put a fivefold ministry in the church. All these things were given so men and women could be saved, so the body could be edified, and so that God could receive the glory. And we can receive the blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we pray? Lord, we thank you for the message today. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the word that's went out there today. And God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to save to the uttermost. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to deliver, set free, heal, work miracles, give financial miracles, those without a job, give them jobs, and God, give them finances without job. Amen. However you do it, I want you to work the gifts of God in the hearts and lives of people that call upon you. For today, we're not ashamed of the gospel, and we're persuaded that you're able to keep that which we have committed in you against that day. And God, in Christ, we know we're going to win. To live is Christ, to die is gain. And we know by the authority and the word of God, to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. You've not given your people a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. So we claim it for all that call upon your name in this day. Amen and amen and amen. God love you and God bless you.